Coming to the German capital, Berlin, on April 27th and 28th, the annual Publishers Forum bears a name that somewhat obscures its ambitions. Attendees number from dozens of publishing houses across Europe and the world, but also from the worlds of video games, film and television, and even comics. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. For reasons both challenging and exciting, the digital transformation of the book industry has closed the spaces separating competitors and colleagues across the spectrum of media. The Publishers Forum examines this dramatic shift in a search for answers on how to reconstruct publishing. The 2015 conference is the first to be organized by Rüdiger Rieschenbart, and he joins me now from Vienna. And Rüdiger, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Hello, Chris. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you join us, and you're here in a very new way. You've been a frequent guest on Beyond the Book, and we'll tell people about your background, but then look forward to bringing you into this new role as the director of the Publishers Forum. And Rüdiger Rieschenbart is the founder of Content and Consulting, based in Vienna, which specializes in surveying international culture and publishing markets. He is editor and publisher of the Global eBook Report, the Global Publishing Market Survey for the International Publishers Association, and the Global Ranking of the Publishing Industry, updated annually since 2007. Rüdiger Rieschenbart serves as director for international affairs at Book Expo and coordinates its Global Market Forum. And this is the first year, Rüdiger Rieschenbart, that you will be serving as director of the Publishers Forum, which for the last 2 years was organized by Helmut von Berg, who stepped down at the end of the last conference. And this must be an exciting opportunity for you. Just for readers, or should say for listeners who are not familiar with the Publishers Forum, what sets the Publishers Forum apart from other publishing conferences?
I guess it's quite arguably the most senior conference for the publishing community that we have in Germany, and one of the most senior in continental Europe. And we came to understand in the past few years that the transformation of the digital publishing environment is not at all following the same path in all different markets. And so having the largest non-English language market in Europe at a focal point and discuss how is that transformation going on in Germany and in similar ways in other European markets like the Netherlands or France or Italy, is a quite outstanding opportunity. And so we are quite excited to have that conference, which, as you said, reaches out way beyond the pure German or Germanic parameters.
Well, indeed. And, you know, what's interesting about the digital world, of course, is that while some things seem very familiar indeed, there are important differences as you move across national boundaries. And so even though we live in a global marketplace, national boundaries, national approaches to various industries still really matter. And we won't go into it in great detail, but certainly the German approach to the book publishing marketplace has some important differences from, say, what our North American listeners may be accustomed to. And indeed, just recently, a group of players in the German publishing industry have united to try to form a kind of competitor to Amazon, which I think would be a very interesting development were it ever to happen here in the U.S. as well.
Well, yes, that's just one example. In Germany, we have a fixed book price, so for printed books, which pretty much extends also to e-books as well. And we have a competitor to Amazon who claims even to be on par or slightly stronger in some regards than Amazon with its Kindle e-books, which shows you that you have various approaches. E-books are different also in their pricing strategy and pricing structure as they are much closer to the printed book, which also for some brings up a problem because it slows down the penetration of e-books, obviously, with the readers when there is not really a very attractive alternative to the printed book by the digital format. And so what we more and more understand is that when we talk about that, it's too short-sighted to just say we look at e-books. E-books are just a shortcut for a much wider and much more deep and complex transformation of the entire value chain of the book. And that's probably another specialty of the Publishers Forum, because it's very strongly defined also by the technical sides of the debate, by software, by what IT as an approach to publishing has as an impact. And we see, for instance, how the entirety of publishing companies are in transformation, driven by, among other things, in heavy investments in digital technologies. So we try to focus, on the one hand, on those familiar key parameters of the market: how many e-books are sold. For some publishing houses, particularly the larger ones, they are up in the two digits realm now, in the second year, perhaps. So they start to generate really significant revenues. But at the same time, really try to trace the entirety of the transformation of the ecosystem of book publishing. And that's making the Publishers Forum in Berlin quite special.
Well, indeed. And, you know, while the choices that publishers can make in this new digital environment are many, if not seemingly, well, I won't say infinite, but certainly extremely numerous, the resources are limited. And there are four main themes of the 2015 conference. And the first one, not surprisingly, is about strategy and money. If we're going to make decisions about investment, those are going to be very limited. And so tell us how money changes things in the publishing world today.
Well, one of the key questions is when you want to grow, and grow is an important challenge and goal, how can you do this? Just by sticking to what you used to do over decades in a market that is overall flat? Or how can you go beyond your model? Do you need to go beyond your business model? Then you may end up ending to ask, okay, can I transform like professional publishing companies have done with subscription models? But here in Europe, we have a very difficult debate about subscription models or flat rate models, because some publishers are afraid that they rather ruin their traditional way of making money. So very quickly you end up in an entire chain of questions that you have to ask. And one additional factor is we see in Germany, as in any other Western market, a huge and mounting pressure towards consolidation. You just had the announcement a few months ago that Holzbring, one of the big conglomerates in Germany, is acquiring Springer Media, one of the leading academic publishers in the world. What does this mean? And how come that a privately owned company is taking over one held by a private equity fund, et cetera, et cetera? So there are really, you get to the core of the debate very quickly when you talk about money. And then that brings it directly to the second aspect, which is the second main topic that we chose. IT goes center stage. That used to be, in information technology, some kind of cost factor. When you decided a strategy, you were aware that you had to spend some money on innovating your technology. Today, very often, it's the other way around. You start thinking about, how can technology impact and help me in what I want to achieve? And that is driving strategy. So that's the kind of questions that we try to address.
Well, it's really quite interesting, Rüdiger, because as you say, this relationship between investment and technology is one that seems to have flipped a bit. And certainly another aspect of the industry that has flipped is the relationship with the customer. The customer of a sort was at one point the bookseller. Increasingly today, the customer is the reader. And this raises a number of questions, both on the marketing side, as well as just with regard to technology. The collection of data about this customer. And indeed, that is the third theme for the conference. Know your customer and don't be afraid.
Because for many publishers, traditional publishers, it seems at first to be a threat. Oh my God, I have to somehow get in touch with my end consumer. How can I do this? That kind of question. And we see new companies coming into the German market saying, okay, we provide these data that you need to have. But then the next question is, with a limited amount of resources, particularly among medium-sized to smaller companies, how can I digest all these data and what do I do about this? And number three, we see from platforms like Tolino that you mentioned, but also from the early stages in the experiences of flat rate services, that the user habits of readers is indeed changing. So we need to track and ask ourselves, what does this change in the user, in the reading behavior, bring for the publisher in terms of opportunities, but also in terms of concerns?
Well, indeed, we are speaking today with the director of the Publishers Forum coming to Berlin on April 27th and 28th, Rüdiger Wieschenbott. The last of the themes for the conference is publishing goes pop. And you were speaking about the audience just now and the choices that they have. We are looking at a world where books are adjacent, immediately adjacent on the screen with film, with video games, with television, with even just simply YouTube videos. And so really, this could amount to not only a confusion in the marketplace for book publishers, but a kind of a clash of cultures. The audiences that they are trying to relate to are ones that they may know nothing about and have no experience with.
I think you can see this in juxtaposing two terms, two words. Publishers were used to cater to readers, and now suddenly you have fans. And fans think totally differently from readers. They are more fragmented, they have a different attention span, they are more enthusiastic, but they also need to, they want to be entertained all the time, so they try to grab something new once they have digested something, etc., etc. And that brings almost automatically a switch from releasing just one format, like books, because you can offer them all different kinds of formats of content, games, movies. You can switch between different media platforms, etc. So fans are really a totally different tribe, but these tribes of fans are getting more and more important for publishers.
Well, indeed.
Therefore, we invited people who are already familiar with that changing culture.
Well, indeed, they are more important, these fans, and you've brought with you, or will have with you, in Berlin, someone who's something of an expert with fans, or of fans, Lance Fensterman. He's a former bookseller, but also we know him as the former director of the Book Expo America. And today for Read Pop, he's the largest producer of pop culture events in the world and organizes, among other events, the New York Comic Con. And he'll be joining you there in Berlin to tell people more about fans. Tell us about some of the other speakers you have. I should not go without mentioning our own Michael Healy, who is the Executive Director of International Relations at Copyright Clearance Center. He'll be speaking on rights and licensing management, meeting the challenge. You've got some other very interesting speakers as well, and speakers who aren't the usual suspects at a publisher's conference.
Well, that is a very important thing for us. Avoid having the ever... there are voices that you hear at every conference which are very interesting to listen to. But we think very, very seriously that there are more angles. And so, for instance, I'm very, very curious to see what Jakob Dalborg is going to bring us. He's the CEO of Books for Bonnier. Bonnier is the largest Scandinavian book publisher, and at the same time, a real media group. They own radio stations, book chains, TV stations, all kinds of stuff. They are into fan culture and into serious reading, and he took over as a CEO for the book part just a little bit more than a year ago, and he has never been speaking at any of these conferences. I can reveal one secret which has not been announced so far. E-books are not just about first world markets like the US or Germany or England. E-books are something where you can bring books to people in places with no access whatsoever to reading. Africa, for instance, Southern Asia, poorer societies, just people who have a cell phone, a smartphone. And we will welcome one of the founders of World Reader, who is distributing e-books in over 50 countries across the planet. So we really try to open new angles to a topic that we thought everybody knew almost all about already.
Well, indeed, and it's certainly an ambitious agenda and one that I'm sure many look forward to seeing it play out there in Berlin on April 27th to 28th at the Publishers Forum. For more on Publishers Forum, go to their website, publishersforum.de. And we've been speaking today with the director, the one who is responsible for the program at the Publishers Forum, Rüdiger Wieschenbart. Rüdiger, thank you so much for joining us on Beyond the Book.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Briskey of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.